Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about living in survival mode. For people that might have dealt with a lot throughout their lives, they probably had to pay more attention to what it's going to take for me to be able to make it to the next day or the next second of life versus actually enjoying life in general, which I get it, as I've dealt with going through a lot of stuff. And whenever you are in the right headspace to be able to pay attention to life and the happiness that it brings, you're kind of put in a position where it doesn't matter as much. Like, your happiness is important, but your happiness isn't the top priority if you're worried about where you're gonna sleep or where you're gonna eat and things like that. So a little backstory about me is I grew up homeless for a while of my childhood, between, I want to say, junior high and high school. And throughout those times, I really didn't get the chance to pay attention, if at all, enjoy school, because I was so worried about, what am I gonna eat whenever I get out of school? Am I gonna have something to eat when I got out of school? Where am I gonna sleep? And things like that. So growing up, I just kind of got used to the anxiousness of potential outcomes and where those potential outcomes could lead me. So as an adult, that poured into me not really finding the time to enjoy myself or to do things that I did enjoy, or to even just, I guess, give myself what was necessary for me to not feel like I had to be in survival mode, because I was just so used to it. I was used to having to act on things at a moment's notice versus planning and mapping things out so that I wouldn't have to be so worried or so anxious about it. And I didn't realize that that was something that I struggled with until more recently, because I was able to look back at a lot of the decisions that I made as far as my finances. And yes, I don't necessarily regret those things, but at the same time, it was more of, you could have did better, or you could have did more of what was necessary for yourself. But we can only act on things that we know. There was a level of ignorance with that, because I didn't know to pay attention to it. It was just something that I had been accustomed to since I was little. So after a while of just being so used to those things, you don't see anything wrong with them until, I guess, the right time comes around. But for the most part, living in survival mode does take away a lot of enjoying life and enjoying other people's company and just the little things overall. And the best way I could think of, which is something that I am still working on and will continue to work on, would be to make sure that you have everything that you need so that you could get everything that you want. And for some people, those things might, you know, come naturally or whatever, but it's not like that for everyone, and that's okay. It's okay to not have the correct amount of knowledge that you need, as long as once you realize that there's an issue, you can go out there and fix it and get what you need from your life, or for your life, and for you to actually have the benefits of life. Most of the time, nowadays, I try to pay more attention to making sure that I'm not wanting for anything and needing for anything. The needs is always going to be more important. You could want a freaking Bugatti, and that Bugatti is not going to get you a roof over your head besides a car roof, which you could live in your car, you could live in a Bugatti if you want to, but for the most part, it's not going to provide you with the stability that you need, or just having everything that you need for your business and making sure that you keep pouring into your needs instead of your wants, so that you can grow your whatever your career path or business is, so that you can get what you want. So there's a level of sacrificing that comes with getting all the things that you want later on down the line, and instead of just getting everything that you want and then you look back and you're like, oh, I'm neglecting all the things that I needed, so now I'm just kind of like stuck right now. Which is also a form of self-sabotaging. Part of my thought process on self-sabotaging is that it is generational. Like, it's a part of what could be considered as a generational curse, because if you haven't been shown an example of what you need to become, or who you need to become looks like, you don't necessarily know how to set that example for yourself, or know really what to do in general. And it's not to say that you can't find the answers. That's not what I'm saying. If you don't even know that you need to go look for the answers, why would you need to go find them? Because in your mind, everything is okay. But in reality, there's so many things that you still need to improve on, or that you could improve on. And it's not to say that there's something wrong with you for not knowing those things either. You are a product of your environment. But once you know better, you do better. And once you know better and you don't choose to do better is where the conflict kind of comes into place. That's where some of the issues might start to develop, because you don't take the initiative into your own hands and your life into your own hands, because you don't feel like you can. There's a lack of confidence and abilities within yourself, or there's a lack of confidence within your abilities and in yourself, for you to be able to accomplish those goals. And it starts here, pretty much. The journey starts here with self-improvement. And once you learn self-improvement, you kind of develop self-worth. And then once self-worth is developed, you start to realize what your values are, and then your morals, and like everything is just kind of connected. But if you don't actually take the first step to improving your life, then you're going to continue to live in survival mode, which, I mean, if that's what your definition of happiness is, then cool. But I'm really here to just speak to the people that want to see different in their life and that want to get something different out of life. Because it is a journey, and it's still a battle that I'm fighting personally, because you can't change something that you've been used to for 20 plus years overnight. And that's one thing that I have noticed is that a lot of people will criticize people for the wrongdoing that they're doing, or just a lack of knowledge, ignorance, whatever you want to call it. But even though that person has the knowledge to be able to help them, they still choose not to help them. For some reason, it's easier for people to criticize someone versus help them. And I don't really understand that. I've never really been built like that, so I don't know. But for the most part, I will say that once you do for yourself, you can do for others. And you have to do what's best for you first. You can't pour from an empty cup. But you also deserve to have a beautiful and abundant life that doesn't require for you to be in survival mode or for you to really struggle. Like, you shouldn't want to continue to struggle. And there has to be a shift in mindset before there's a shift in outcome and a shift in environment. Because you can go from having a poverty mindset to, well, being in poverty but still have a poverty mindset once you get to a better place in your life, which means that you're not going to be able to appreciate that better place in your life because your mindset didn't change. But it's overall just a part of a journey and a path that, I mean, yes, you might not have chosen it, but that's not the point. The point is, okay, I'm here, so what can I do to fix it? What can I do to get better or to be better, and to overall just improve? Life is really about self-improvement and happiness, because we also have to thank the people that might have brought us into those environments and situations, whether it's our parents or any family members. They didn't know any different either. They gave us the tools that they had, or the knowledge that they had to give. And it's not their fault. A lot of the times we feel like what we're doing is the best that we can do, and realistically it is. But like I said, once you know better, you do better. And I really hope that this helps someone out there. You are not alone, and you aren't stupid or anything like that for your mindset or the way that you choose to operate or do things. There's just certain improvements that need to be made in order for you to better experience life and to find more happiness and fulfillment with it. But that was a mouthful. I hope that everyone has a wonderful day. And like I said, I hope that this helps someone. And I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.